The story of how the Sabbath truth came to the Adventists begins in Washington Township, New Hampshire, early in the spring of 1844, when the Lord was expected to come within weeks. Elder Frederick Wheeler was preaching.
And when God gave Moses the tablets upon which were inscribed the Ten Commandments, what did he expect his people to do? He wanted his people to obey them, did he not?
That's right.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Yes, that's so.
Then doesn't it stand to reason that all who confess communion with Christ in such a service as this should be ready to obey God and keep his commandments in all things? Brothers and sisters.
I'm glad you could come to dinner with us today, Elder Wheeler.
No, it's my pleasure, Brother Farnsworth. Thanks for asking me.
I'd like you to meet Mrs. Rachel Oakes. She's here visiting her daughter, the school teacher.
Mrs. Oakes, I'm glad to meet you.
How do you do?
I noticed you in the pew while I was preaching. Several times I expected you to rise from your seat and take issue with me.
I nearly did. Remember you said everyone who confesses Christ should obey all the commandments of God?
Yes. What did you have in mind to say to that?
I wanted to tell you that you'd better set that communion table back and put a cloth over it until you begin to keep the commandments of God.
Why, whatever do you mean, Sister Oakes?
Doesn't the fourth commandment tell us that the Sabbath is on the seventh day? Aren't you disobeying the Lord by keeping Sabbath on the first day?
Well, you see, it...
I'm a Seventh-day Baptist. I understand you subscribe to the Second Advent movement?
Yes, I do. Even though I'm a Methodist minister, I believe that Mr. Miller and his followers are correct in their reckoning. Our Lord will be among us very soon now.
Well, if that's true, wouldn't it be wise to start obeying all God's commandments? The seventh day is the Sabbath.
Elder Wheeler soon began to keep the Sabbath and preached an impassioned sermon about it. Others joined him. By the spring of 1845, T.M. Preble had published a tract on the subject.
Whoa, whoa! Up there! Back! Back!
There! I've got him, Elder Preble.
Oh, whew.
This is sure a spirited animal for a gelding. Where'd you get him?
Bought him across the river in Vermont.
Ah.
The man said he was gentle as a lamb and fine for family driving.
Well, sometimes you can't trust them Vermonters. So what can I do for you?
Here, I was in the neighborhood, and I just dropped by to give you a copy of my tract on the seventh-day Sabbath.
Why, thank you, sir. Isn't this the same article you had published in Joseph Turner's paper, The Hope of Israel, in February?
Mm-hmm. It's an enlarged version,
well,
yes.
Did you present it at the Albany Conference in April?
Yes, but with little result. The membership said they wanted no fellowship with Jewish fables and the commandments of men.
Well, don't be too disappointed. I'm sure that somewhere, somebody will take notice.
At this hour of the night, my land, Frederick, it must be 10 o'clock.
You rest easy, my dear. I'll go down and see who it is. I'm coming. Who is it?
My name is Joseph Bates, Elder Wheeler. I've come all the way from Fairhaven, Massachusetts, to talk with you.
Captain Bates, I've heard of you. Please, come in. May nights can be chilly in these mountains.
Thank you, Elder Wheeler. I wouldn't have disturbed you so late, but yours was the only name in Hillsboro that I had.
Please, say no more. You're most welcome. Sit down, sir.
Pa? Who's here? Oh, excuse me, sir.
Brother Bates, this is my son, George. Well, you go back to bed now, boy. Oh, and tell your ma that everything is fine down here and to go back to sleep.
All right, Pa. Glad to meet you, Mr. Bates. Good night, sir.
How did you get here, Brother Bates?
Part way by steam train, part by stagecoach, and the last 15 miles on foot.
That's quite a walk for a man your age. You must be tired.
Oh, I'm only 52 and still as spry as I was at 30.
Besides, I'm fired up by what you folks are doing up here in New Hampshire.
Oh, what do you mean, brother?
Well, I read Preble's tract on the Seventh-day Sabbath, and I came here to find out more about it. Oh, and what the reaction of your congregation is to such a startling idea.
Well, the acceptance hasn't been too strong.
Huh?
There are a few of us observing the Fourth Commandment. William Farnsworth, Jr. was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's his brother Cyrus and some others. But most folks think we're a bit strange.
Yes, lots of folks think we Millerites are unbalanced anyway. Oh, while I'm here, I'd like to meet the Farnsworths.
You will. We'll drive over to Washington tomorrow. But now, let's get you off to bed. You must be very tired.
This is pretty country, Elder Wheeler.
Yes, there's something about these rugged mountains that gets into one's blood. That's Millen's Pond over on the left. And just up that rise is the schoolhouse where young Rachel Delight Oakes teaches.
Oh, is she the lady you talked to me about? The one who brought the Seventh-day Sabbath to your attention?
No, that was her mother, Mrs. Rachel Oakes.
Ah.
Rachel Delight is Mrs. Oakes' daughter. Just a bit farther now. There's Cyrus Farnsworth's house, up on that hillside.
Oh, it's a warm day for May, brothers. We can be more comfortable under the maple trees where we can catch the breeze. If that's all right with you, Brother Bates.
Oh, that'll be fine. Just fine, Brother Cyrus.
It's a pretty view from up here,
mm-hmm.
looking over that pond like this.
Now, it's our belief, Brother Bates, that observing the true Sabbath is a clear test of a person's complete loyalty to God. There aren't many who go along with us, though.
Well, that's right. We feel closer to the Seventh-day Baptists than to members of our own denomination.
Although we were as devastated as any on October 22nd last year, we still believe his coming is near. Therefore, we must seal our faith with total compliance with God's laws.
Mm. Do you suppose that sealing our faith by accepting the seventh day as Sabbath has something to do with the third angel's message?
Mm. I hadn't thought of it that way, but perhaps you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be new light.
All through the day, this first Seventh-day Adventist conference went on under the maple trees. The men were overflowing with ideas, and there was much thumbing of Bibles. Finally, at sunset...
Brothers, this has been a most exciting and informative day for me. Thank you for your hospitality and the enlightenment.
Will you stay a few more days with us, Captain Bates? We've heard much of your adventures at sea, and we'd like to hear more from your own mouth.
Ah, gentlemen, my seafaring days are over. I wish I could stay for a while, but I have to get back to Fairhaven. I leave tomorrow.
It was our pleasure, Brother Bates. It's good to exchange ideas with someone from the outside.
Well, you've given me so much to think about, so much new light that I must share with others. Thank you, my friends.
I've really enjoyed our meeting today, Brother Bates. It seems that we've convinced you that the last day of the week is truly the Sabbath.
Oh, I am convinced, Elder Wheeler, and I'm going to spread the word as best I can.
By the way, how do you plan to make the trip back to Fairhaven?
Just like I got here. I'll walk to Concord and catch the stage there for work.
No, sir. I'll not have you tramping all the way to Concord. Not while I have a horse and buggy available.
Oh, that's kind of you, Elder. Thank you very much.
Brother Bates was true to his promise to spread the word. Arriving home, he was walking across the wooden bridge connecting New Bedford and Fairhaven when he met his neighbor and fellow Adventist, James Hall.
What's the news, Captain Bates?
Oh, Brother Hall, the news is that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord our God.
Edward Andrews of Paris, Maine, took the Stowell family into his house after they sold their farm in anticipation of the Lord's coming. One day in 1846, Marion, the Stowells' 15-year-old daughter, picked up Preble's tract.
Marion, what's that you're reading?
Oh, John Andrews, you scared me. This is a pamphlet about... Well, here, sit down and read it for yourself.
This tract makes a lot of sense, Marion. Have your parents read this?
Not yet. I believe we haven't been keeping the true Sabbath. After reading this, are you willing to keep the right Sabbath, John?
Yes. Yes, I will. Will you keep it with me?
My brother Oswald and I observed the Sabbath last Saturday. We'll be happy to have you join us.
I'm going to show this little tract to my mother and father. They're open-minded, and I'm sure they'll see the truth.
Soon, these two families were joined by seven others in keeping the seventh-day Sabbath. It was this nucleus of believers who were to join with James and me and Joseph Bates in the first stirring of a new denomination.